This is NPR.
Thanks, guys, and good morning, everyone. President Bush has recognized Kosovo as an independent country and now awaits recognition from most European Union countries. But Russia is warning that secession by the Serbian province will escalate tensions in other breakaway regions across the world. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Russia has long backed its fellow Slavic state Serbia's opposition to Kosovo's independence, which Moscow calls illegitimate. The issue has become one of Russia's main arguments in its growing standoff with the West. On Sunday, Moscow called for an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council to annul Kosovo's independence, but the bid failed. Last year, Moscow blocked a UN independence plan for Kosovo by using its veto in the Security Council. There's not much Russia can do to protest Kosovo's independence. Moscow is expected to block recognition of Kosovo in the United Nations, but the Kremlin has indicated it will not immediately recognize separatist regions it backs inside former Soviet Georgia.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reporting there. Heavy thunderstorms and tornadoes yesterday damaged or destroyed more than 250 homes in Alabama and Florida. It is the second time this month tornadoes have hit the South. There were no deaths reported. The polls are closed in Pakistan. Election officials there said security concerns may have kept some people away. Today's parliamentary elections were originally scheduled for January, but Benazir Bhutto's assassination pushed them back. Results from today's elections are expected to start rolling in around midnight Pakistan time. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama met privately yesterday with his former rival John Edwards in North Carolina. Obama and Hillary Clinton have been seeking Edwards' endorsement since he dropped out of the presidential race. NPR's Craig Windham has a bit more.
Obama flew to North Carolina without the press contingent that normally accompanies him. Bill Burton, a spokesman for Obama, issued a statement confirming that Obama met with former Senator Edwards and his wife Elizabeth at their home in Chapel Hill to discuss the state of the campaign and the pressing issues facing American families. Burton had no further details. Clinton met with Edwards more than a week ago. Associates of Clinton and Edwards have said he seemed to be leaning toward backing her and may have had some concerns about whether Obama was ready for the presidency. But Obama's string of primary and caucus victories recently may have led Edwards to reconsider. Since Edwards left the race, Obama has praised him frequently in speeches, calling him a major voice in the Democratic Party.
NPR's Craig Windham. Nancy Reagan is in the hospital. The former First Lady fell at her Bel Air home yesterday morning. Reagan is 86 years old. Her spokeswoman says she's doing well. Reagan was taken to St. John's Health Center, where doctors determined she did not break a hip, as initially feared. And Jumper, starring Hayden Christensen and Samuel L. Jackson, about people who can teleport, raked in $27.3 million, landing it at number one. Disney's Step It Up 2, The Streets, was number two, and Spiderwick Chronicles opened at number three. Two romantic comedies, Fool's Gold and Definitely Maybe, round out the top five. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
David and Allison, back to you.